today we're starting Simon Kuf Tzadi Ches. So we'll just do like basic introductory stuff in Kuf Tzadi Ches about some of the basic rules of Chatzitza. It's a long Simon, very, very important Simon in terms of, they're all important, but again, this is very Nogel Lemaisa in terms of what can possibly potentially a Tevila. And these Shailas do come up every once in a while. So not as often as you would think, because most of the time women just, they remove everything, every foreign substance from their body, but it does come up once in a while. Sifra in Parshas Emor, it's quoted by Beis Yosef at the beginning of the Siman over here. Darshan to pasuk ki im rachatz b'saro b'mayim uva hashemesh v'taher, and the Sifra darshins ma bias shimsho kulo ka'echad af biyasa b'mayim kulo ka'echad. So halacha number one says the Sifra that in order for a tevila to work, it has to be all at one time. Unlike, for example, let's say hagolas kelim, where you can kasher a kli piece by piece, one side of the fork, then the other side of the fork, and that can work. When it comes to tevila b'mikvah, whether it be a kli, whether it be a human, it has to be kulo ka'echad. The entire thing has to be immersed, submerged at one time. Right? That is halacha number one. That is a separate halacha from chatzitza. Chatzitza is a different halacha that chatzitza is about, and if something interposes, even though it is submerged, but there's something interposing between the water and the item that is submerged, when is that going to be a problem? But separate and apart from chatzitza, there's a din that the entire thing needs to be submerged at once, and that's what the Beis Yosef points out. That's why if a woman goes to the mikveh and discovers that there was a chatzitza on her pinky afterwards, she can't just stick her pinky in the water. She has to go back and submerge the entire body in the water, because if there's a psul of chatzitza, there is no such thing as tevila unless she's submerging her entire body in the water. So that is the basic halacha of submerging the body. The entire body has to be immersed all at once, and if you later find the chatzitza, you have to re-dip the entire body. The Gemara in three places in Shas talks about chatzitza. The Gemara in Nida, Samachzayin and Beis, in Sukkah, Da Vavamral, Vavam Beis, going over to Beis, and in Erevin, Daf Daladam Beis. And the Gemara says the same thing in all three places. The Gemara tells us, it's in the context, Shirun Chatzitzin Mechitzin, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, right? That there are certain things that are Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. It's like the Gemara in Brachos, Darshan's, the Pasuk, relating to the Shiva Saminim in Eretz Yisrael, right? So, What daf? Is the Gemara darshan the pasuk? What's that? Mem aleph. Oh, good. So the Gemara darshan's the pasuk relating to the Shiva Saminim. Right? Min Shiva Adif, Min Chaviv Adif, and Hada. Okay, so the Gemara itself darshan's the pasuk about the Eretz Chita, Sora, etc. So the Gemara says, Kol ha-pasukulos lishiurim. Namra, the entire pasuk is all shiurim. It's different shiurim in the Torah that each of the Shiva Saminim represents some sort of shiur or something. But the Gemara ultimately says, nah, the pasuk is an asmachta. But really, shiurim, chatzitzin, and mechitzin are all halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So the Gemara challenges each one. Are they really all halacha l'moshe m'sinai? But in that context, the Gemara defines what chatzitza is. And the Gemara tells us, Dvar Torah, Rubo makbir alav chotzeitz v'she'eno makbir alav eino chotzeitz. On a Doraisa level, the only thing that's chatzitza is if something covers the majority of the body and you're makbir on it. But if it's not makbir, even though it covers the majority of the body, it's not a chatzitza. V'gazral rubo she'eno makbir mishum rubo ha-makbir v'al miyuta ha-makbir mishum rubo ha-makbir. And the Gemara says, and then on the Rabbanan level, they made a din that if it either covers the majority of the body, or you're makbid about it, one or the other would be chotzeitz. On the Taraisa level, you need both. On the Rabbanan level, one or the other. Asks the Gemara beferish, v'lig zarnami al miyuto she'en ha-makbid mishum miyuto ha-makbid. Why don't we make another gzera that even a miyut she'en ha-makbid, even something that covers a very tiny part of the body, that she's not even makbid about, that should also be a chatzitza. Why do we not say that's a chatzitza? And the Gemara answers, the whole idea of either rov or makbid being a chatzitza is only din Rabbanan. So we're not going to make a gzera l'gzera, now make a miut she'eino makvid aser. So miut she'eino makvid is not a chatzitza at all. Miut she'eino makvid is perfectly fine. That is the maskan of the Gemara. So it should be noted, again, the entire discussion of chatzitza assumes that there is full bias mayim of the body into the water. Any part of the body that's not submerged under the water, that would clearly be possibly midaraisa. So again, chatzitza midaraisa, majority of the body, and something that she'd be makbid at. You never have a shayla about a chatzitza midaraisa. I mean, no woman ever goes to the mikveh with something covering the majority of the body that she doesn't want there, or that she would ever not want there, or for that matter, anything ever covering the majority of the body. So you're never going to have a shayla about a rubo makbid. There are two types of chatzitza midrabanan. First is rubo she'eno makbid. Also, you'll never have a shayla about a rubo she'eno makbid. I can't even think of a mitzius of a rubo she'eno makbid, meaning what kind of thing would cover the majority of a woman's body and she's not makbid about its presence. So I'm not even sure what the mitzius, because we're going to define makbid soon, that if there's ever a time that she's makbid about it being there, then it wouldn't be then that's called makbid. So what would be a rubo she'eino makbid? Clothing? She normally likes to wear clothing, but not when she's showering, right? So I mean, if there's ever a time that she doesn't want it there, that's called that she's makbid about it. I once thought I had a shaila about rubo she'eino makbid. A woman told me she was making a bar mitzvah, and it was this time of year, it was freezing cold outside, and she felt her skin was very pale, so she went for some treatment where she got a spray tan over her body, and she wanted to know, she had to go to the mikveh like two nights after the bar mitzvah, if that's going to be a problem, that's going to be a chatzitza. And I was so excited. I was like, this is an actual rubo she'eino makbid shayla. I mean, she's not makbid, adrab, she wants to look good, and it's rubo in the body. I was like super excited, right, that rubo she'eino makbid. As it turns out, that's not really how spray tans work. It just becomes part of the skin, and it doesn't ever peel off. It just, your skin peels off, and then eventually yeah?
Would that be similar to like henna?
To what?
Henna.
I don't even know what that is. How does that...
It dyes your skin.
And it stays there?
Not for so long.
Okay.
Body
to go to the mikveh with...
Yeah?
Yeah?
It's
why?
It's
why?
Do it
a woman's not makbid about it?
It's part of your skin.
Because it's part of your skin and it just comes off when the skin sheds?
Yeah. Similar to a spray tan.
Right, similar to a spray tan.
It's a tattoo of richta, basically.
Henna's what?
It's
a right, you don't have it over the majority of your body anyway. Okay, we're going to have to define rov also. I'm defining rov right now, the simple pshat of the Gemara, the majority of the entire body. Right? So that's why you would never have a rubo she'eino makbid. Good. Now, some of the achronim ask Akasha, why isn't a rubo she'eino makbid doraisa? Because after all, once the Rabbanan goes there, that rubo she'eino makbid is a chatzitza, so she's vayter makbid, right? And she's not going to want it there anymore because it's going to be a chatzitza. So even though she wouldn't normally be makbid, but now she's going to be makbid because she doesn't want to have a chatzitza. So the Pashto says that's a ridiculous question. Why?
She's makbid,
makbid. Yeah, I mean, you don't define makbid based on, you know, based on the halachas of chatzitza. You define makbid, had there not been such a halach of chatzitza, would she be makbid to not have this over here? Right? Similar to Pesuk Reish Delo Nichalei on Shabbos, right? So you say, I don't want to be Bechal Shabbos, so it's Lo Nichalei that when I open up the refrigerator, the light turns on. Because I'm not interested in the light turning on Shabbos. No, of course it's Nichalei. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Menuchas Shlomo, that example. Says, of course it's Nichalei. They put it there because people prefer to have light in the refrigerator on Shabbos. It means, absent a halacha, you would say that it would be called Nichalei. So here also, I think it's a davar pashut that that's the case. And then all of our chatzitza shailas are the second category of Drabanan, which is Miyad HaMakbid. that a woman goes to the mikveh and she finds there was something stuck between her teeth, there was some nail polish on her fingernail, there was something small, but it's something that she would be makbid about, that she sometimes makbid about, and that's pretty much every time we're going to have a chatzitza shayla. But then there's a third level. So again, what do we have so far? We have daraisa, rubo, umakbid. We have drabanan, either rov, which never happens, or makbid, which does happen. And then you have a third level that the Ramah adds, and the Ramah says, "L'chadchila lo titbol afilu b'dvarim she'einan chotzitzin gzeira atu dvarim achotzitzin." Says the Ramah, shouldn't go to the mikvah even with things that are not a chatzitza. Why? A gzeira, lest you come to do things, to go to the mikvah with things that are a chatzitza. That's what the Ramah writes in Sifal. So the Achronim are bothered by this, because it's a beferisha gemara that we do not make a gzeira l'gzeira on this. The gemara asks the question, should we also be makbid about something that, no, I shouldn't use the word makbid, should we also pasalei tevila when there is something that is not a chatzitza, when it's a miyut she'eno makbid? And the gemara says, we don't have the koach to pasal such a tevila. We don't have the koach to tell her not to go to the mikvah in such a case. We cannot make a gzeira l'gzeira. So the Taz in Sifkatan Dalid over here, the Taz writes, the Dvar Torah in Chotzitz al Bruba Makbid, Allah, the Gazra bar Ruba Shein, the Magmid Shem Rova Makbid, the Gazra al Amira Makbid, Gamki Shem Rova Makbid, Aval Bemiyut, Ve'eno Makbid, Ditarti, the Tivusa, Lo Gazru Klal, Dav Gzera Le Gzera, I v'hadukas rama achar kach gzeira atu dvar mechotzin v'ainu afil b'miyut. I, where how could the Rama say against the Gemara? Hasan kamer lechatchila of the avlo gazrin gzeira. The Gemara is talking about what would pasul a tevila. She comes back from the mikvah and she says, "I found this." The Gemara is saying, "Okay, these are things that would pasul a tevila. A miyut chain a makv is not going to pasul a tevila." The Ramah agrees it's not going to pass a little tevila. The Ramah is saying, just before you go to the mikvah, remove that also. Even take out things that are a miut she'eno makbid. That's all the Ramah is saying. So that's how the Taz answers. If you look in Bir Agra, in Sifkat and Dalit, it's unclear what he wants. He writes, I am sof perek zayin deba bekama pe beza mar alef, u betosu sham dibra maschul v'shetehei. So he tells you should look in Tosos in Baba Kama. You look at those in Baba Kama, it's not clear exactly what he's solving over here. So I saw Rav Vosner suggests the following. Damrinon Hasam, says Rav Vosner, that on a Doraisa level, what kind of preparations does a woman have to do before going to the mikveh? Truth is, that's kufzadites. We're going to get into chafifa. We do chatzitza first, and then we're going to get into chafifa, and then we get into tevila. By the way, I think there's, what do we have, 5 weeks left? Five weeks left till Pesach? So I'm assuming 2 weeks on chatzitza, and then one each on chafifa and tevila. And then I'm assuming I'm off by a week, so have some. So that should cover all the time. So that's the plan at least. So the Rav Vosner points out that midaraisa sagi bi yuni bi alma the Ezra tikin chafifa, that on a daraisa level before going to the mikvah, all a woman has to do is just look at herself, make sure that there's nothing on her body. The idea that she has to comb her hair, that's a takanas Ezra. Vatosos kasub shem rabbi netam. Dimidina de Gemara chafifa rak beseir velo b'sharaguf, and Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan. Dimidina de Gemara, she only has to comb her hair before going to the mikvah. She doesn't have to wash the rest of her body. Rak she'achshav machmirim lachuf kol aguf. It's just that we now have a chumrah to wash the entire body. Kanira, so says the Rav Vosner, that what the Gra wants with that Tosfos is pirish agra. Dikivan de marisha kvar ina b'kol aguf velo matza. Since we're talking about a woman who clearly looked over her entire body and didn't find anything, and even after finding nothing, we're still going to require her to do chafifa seyar. Ezra's going to be misake that she also still has to comb her hair. Why? To remove what? She already looked midaraisa. She looked over her whole body, including her hair, and found nothing. So why would you be masakin a chafifa seir? It must be that something that's not a chatzitza, because you're ma'ayin beguf and there's no chatzitza there, you still have to get rid of. And Ezra was misakein that you could have such a thing, that you could have to get rid of something that's not a chatzitza. I don't know, that's not the pashtus of the Tosos. I thought the pashtus of the Tosos, what Tosos is saying, was that, you know, normally, how much checking do you have to do? But hair, as we're going to soon see, is a chatzitza if the hair is knotted enough. It's just that by looking at it, you can't always see it. So on a daraisa level, you don't have to check beyond looking at it. And then midraban Ezra's misakein that you need to comb it out to be absolutely certain that you don't have chatzitzas. Hard to say that it's not a chatzitza. Whatever is in your hair that you can't see by looking in the mirror is not a chatzitza, but you still have to comb it out to remove the non-chatzitzas. Hard to say that. That's how Rav Vazna understands the Gra. Very difficult. I'm not sure what the Gra wants with that Tosfos. There are like these svarim, right, that like expound on the Gras and tell you what the Gra wants with everything? No? Anyone? If you look it up, if you find them. I don't know, I'm not familiar with them. He has on Nida?
I think he has.
He wrote them?
Yeah.
Yeah? Cool. The guy who teaches, Rav Kirschenbaum, teaches Yaradeya in Landers. He knows Yaradeya backwards and forwards because he teaches Yaradeya for years and years and years every year. So find out for me, can you? Okay. Alright, so that's the Gra. The simple pshat is that it's difficult to leave it up to, meaning, what's the real pshat in the Ramah? How could the Ramah say that we're going to make a gzera? The Gemara says you can't make a gzera. The Ramah's not making a gzera. He says, we're just not going to trust, it's going to be hard to leave it up to women to figure out what's makbid and what's eino makbid. Well, you ask women, are you makbid on your ring? No, I love my ring. But she doesn't know that if she takes it off in order to knead dough. I mean, there are a lot of details in the halachos of makbid. So the Ramah says, our minhag is that we remove everything. We don't. That's the minhag. It's not that we make a gzeira. It's really the same answer as the Taz. I mean, the Taz said that b'diavad, of course it's a kasher tzvila. It's just the chachila. The minhag is to remove everything, so you don't have to think about these things. But this, you know, because it's a Ramah and it's not a mechaber, this might be a difference between Sfardim and Ashkenazim in certain things. I got a phone call once. A woman wanted to go to the mikveh with her perfectly manicured nails. They were perfectly manicured, painted perfectly, and she really didn't want to ruin her manicure. So a yoetzet called me actually and said that she was going to be nota lahakel. So I said, nota lahakel, what are you talking about? A Sephardi woman or an Ashkenazi woman? So she said, an Ashkenazi woman, but you know, she really likes her nails and it's not really a chatzitza because it's a miyachena makbid. So I thought that was crazy. I mean, if it's a Sephardi woman, so then there's what to talk about, right? Because then you don't have that Ramah. But for an Ashkenazi woman, I thought that that there's nothing to talk about. Meaning, if the woman tells you, it's either this or I'm not going to the mikveh, so then send her to a Sephardi mikveh. Okay, fine. But as a mikveh, to call up an Ashkenazi mikveh and say, don't worry, allow it, you know, rabbinic whatever, no way. Yeah, okay, send her to a Sephardi mikveh, see if they let her get away with it, you know? But yeah. Yeah, so we'll get into all the details about that stuff and how long something has to be there and whatever, things of that nature later on, you know. But let's leave that for the more detailed discussions, okay? Good. That comes up all the time. Some of the fancier mikvahs now employ a manicurist at the mikvah. So that way, we'll ruin it, but then we'll fix it, you know, afterwards. So everything, you know, full service. It's meaning the whole point, like we started Vazan last week, we try to make it as easy as possible. That you know, mikveh is not always an easy experience for women. Sometimes it could be fairly traumatic. So we try to make it as easy as possible, to make it as encouraging as possible. Okay, the Shari Dura interestingly assumes that this minhag includes loose fitting clothing that would otherwise not be chatzitza. I mean, the Ramah is based on Shari Dura, and that's what Beis Yosef points out, that over there it seems that he's not even talking about miyu chena makbid, he's really talking about just things that aren't a chatzitza. like loose-fitting clothing where the water can get in between anyway, loose-fitting jewelry where the water can get in anyway, just take it all off anyway. Meaning like a woman's wearing a necklace, right? So that's not a choker necklace, a necklace, right? So she can go in and the water's going to get everywhere. Yeah, but you remove it anyway. You take the necklace off anyway. Chachma Sadin points out that it's important to realize that Shasat Chak Kediyavadami, so if it's very difficult to remove something, then we would allow it for Shasat Chak, since we would be Makshir B'diavad, meaning whatever is a Mi'ot Chayno Makbid, or is loose-fitting, but she's unable to get it off, and the water will be able to get, so this happens sometimes also. Called me up and told me that it was summertime, her fingers were super swollen, and she couldn't get her ring off of her finger. So the first thing that you say is, you know, you Google it, how to get a ring off your finger. When, so I'm like, oh, you got to try, holding your hand up like this. And she's like, I tried. I have Google also. You know, she wasn't. I didn't come up with some chachma that she hadn't thought of. So the next step is, can you move it? Meaning, can you slide it? It just can't get over the knuckle because the knuckle is swollen, or you can't move it at all. So why does that help if she can move it at all? Because if she can move it at all, then the water could hit every place as long as she slides it while she's under the water. But it's against the Ramah. The Ramah says even something that's loose fitting and something that's not a chatzitza, you have to remove in a chinami. But that's when you can. But this is shasat chak kediyavadami, and you'd assume like the chacham asadam. Happened to be in that case, the woman couldn't even budge it. It couldn't move at all. So that was a real problem. Yeah.
If you're able to move it, so isn't that a chatzitza, meaning on the parts of your finger that are moving it while you're doing it?
Hey, if you wet everything, your hands are all wet already, so it's okay.
I'm saying at that moment where the water is going under the ring, your fingers are holding on to the ring.
I don't think so. I don't think it's a problem. We have like that by Tevilas Kalim, that if you wet your hands first and then... We'll get to the details of Tevila, Pesach Hashem. That's some Reish. We'll get there also, Pesach Hashem.
Even if it's not movable at all, wouldn't that imply that she's not taking it off
till she can?
Ever?
No, till winter.
Right, it's on for months, and even if it's considered a chatzitza.
She would like this thing off.
She'd like that.
But she just can't. But she'd like it to be off.
When she showers, when she goes to sleep for 6 months or 3 months.
Right. But she would like it to be off.
Okay.
Now, the second issue over here, that was just general, you know, three levels. Daraisa, Drabanan, Minag of Drama. Now, what about hair? So hair is also going to be a chatzitza. The Gemara is explicit about this. Nidadaf Samach Zayin, the Gemara tells us, Amarab Baruchana, Nima Achas Kshura Chotzetzes, Sholosh Einon Chotzotz, Shtayim Ein Yodeya. Rabbi Baruchana says, if you have one hair that's knotted on itself, so that knots really tightly, and therefore that will be a chatzitza. Three hairs that are tangled together are usually loosely connected, and therefore they're not a chatzitza. Shtayim Ein Yodeya. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Lanu Alachas. Rabbi Yochanan says, only one is a chatzitza, two we could be makel with. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan. That you could be makel with two, that if one hair is knotted on itself, it's a chatzitza, but otherwise it's not. And Beis Yosef points out that the Ran and the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim all pass like Rabbi Baruchana against Rabbi Yochanan. He's a little troubled by that, why they would do that. And he says, well, maybe it's because it's not really an explicit machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan never says what the din is by Shtayim. He says, Ein lanu ala achas. But he doesn't say what the din is by Shtayim, which is difficult to understand, because when he's saying Ein lanu ala achas, he means only one is a chatzitza, but two is not a chatzitza. But be that as it may, that's the machlokas rishonim. But the real question over here, the serious question about hair, is how is it measured when it comes to robe, right? Meaning, how do we measure what's considered the majority of the body, taking hair into account? So there are several shitos in Rishonim. The Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchos Mikvaos, Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam writes, Shtei sa'aros yasar shei kshurim ka'achas kesher echad ein chotzit. Like Rabbi Yochanan, if you have two hairs or more that are tangled together, not a chatzitza, reisha mayim ba'in behen, because water will get in between, but one hair that's tied, that's a chatzitza. And says the Rambam, "Vuhu shiya makbid aleha." That's only if it's makbid. Why does it have to be makbid? Why does it have to be makbid in order to be a chatzitza? Because it's a miut, right? It's one hair. It's obviously a miut. Avalim eino makbid aleha alulot tvila ad shiya. How would you finish that sentence? If you're not makbid, the only way it's going to be a chatzitza is if rubo of what? So I would say rov of the body, right? Says the Rambam, Achia, rov se'aro kashur nima b'fnei atzma kazehoru ha-ga'onim. That the ga'onim say, if each hair is self-knotted till the point that you have the majority of the hairs, each have a knot in them, that's a rubo she'eno makbid, even if you're not makbid, it's a rubo she'eno makbid, that's a chatzitza. Wow. So the Gaonim are telling us that rov of the hair itself is a chatzitza. You measure rov on the body, then you measure rov on the hair independently. The Rush seems to assume that way too, because the Rush describes nima achas chatzetzas. He says, im hayu rov sa'oroseha kshuros kol achas va'achas levada. Again, rov of the hair. So the Rush seems like the Gaonim, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rush. So it sounds like the majority of the hair is not, we consider that a chatzitza. Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hey, Usar Achas Shnikshra Chotzetzes, Behu Shetei Makpedes Aleh, Aval Neinu Makpedes Aleh, Osla Tvila, Achiei, Rov Sa'ara, Kashur, Nima, Bifnei Atzma. So he paskins is clearly like the Gaon. Rav Vosner quotes a Kinas Sofrim that has a huge chiddush within the sheet of the Mechaber. I don't think anyone assumes this way. But he says that the idea that hair can be measured independently, and you measure the rove based on the hair independently, that's only when the chatzitza of the hair is from the hair. But if the chatzitza, let's say there's mud on her hair or something like that, it's from something external, then it would be measured together with the rest of the body. That hair is only measured independently when the chatzitza is mineu bei, that's the hair covering itself by being knotted. I don't know why we would be mechalik that way, and we're not. I mean, lemaisa, there's a huge chiddush that no one holds this way. The point that the Achronim analyze over here, two points really, is, okay, so let's assume rov seyar. There's seyar all over the body, right? Different parts of the body have hair. So how do you measure that rov? Is it rov by, you take the full surface area of body parts that are covered by hair, and then see if you have rov of that? Or do you take rov of each cluster of hair and measure rov of that? So that's one discussion that poskim have. Like the Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva could also have hair. But the bigger kasha, the more obvious kasha, what's the Hechitimsa that Rishonim described where you have rov seyar? What's the case? How do you have rov seyar? Each one is knotted. When a hair is knotted, is that a rov? I mean, if there's a knot in a hair, a woman has long hair, there's a knot in it, that knot is on a very tiny part of the whole rest of the hair is not knotted. N-O-T-K-N-O-T-T-E-D, right? It is negative knotted, right? So, lo kashur. So clear? So how could you call that a rove?
The whole hair is not, that whole strand of hair is knotted, because there's a knot in that hair.
So you consider that entire strand to have a chatzitza because there's a chatzitza somewhere along the strand?
Maybe she goes, like, she, like, plays with her hair, that whole, like, one she stays away from because it's a knot in hair.
So what? What do you mean she stays away from it? I don't mean, what, so
like,
what?
Like, it's something she doesn't like, that whole strand of hair because there's a knot in it.
Yeah, Svasevas on the Gemara has something like this, but I'm not really sure what it means. Like, I don't know how to be Magdir. Svasevas discusses this. I don't know. The Badei HaShulchan quotes a discussion. Badei HaShulchan quotes an Avnei Nezer in Reish Samach Gimel Dalit that thinks that each hair has to be knotted the majority of the way. Meaning, not just a knot in each hair, but multiple knots in each hair to the point. I mean, that's hard to imagine that that's what it means. Doesn't sound that way from the Shulchan Aruch. Lemais, it's a real tzarchiv. Svasemis leaves it as a tzarchiv, really, in the end. But the Shulchan discusses this in the Biur.
Maybe yeah. There's different types of knots, like, not the knot itself, but I know there are many different, like, voice got knocked. I mean, let's say the hair is like not, the bottom is not at like the top or the middle, so then it really.
Ah, so some of the Echorim suggest maybe if the knot is by the root, right? So then, meaning maybe chatzitz of the hair is only at the roots, and chatzitz of the hair is nowhere further. That's a huge chiddush also. Es b'saro, es hatafel b'saro, l'rabel sasaseir, right? That's the drasha. So mehechi tesi that it's only l'rabel sasaseir that's right by the root. Pashto says it includes everything.
Even though she wants from the knot down out of her head, so can't you consider
But therefore, what? I mean, there's no chatzitza there. Meaning, you're all saying that it's makbid, but makbid is the whole question of rov and makbid assumes first chatzitza. But there's no chatzitza on that part of the hair.
Why is it chatzitza by the knot?
Because the water can't get in.
You say the tashbit is tshuva brushing hair with knots on Shabbos.
Yes.
It's like a psik reisha that if you're removing knotted hair on Shabbos, the hair is going to come out. So could you point out that since denotting hair frequently requires removing that hair in its entirety, so that when you brush hair with knots, it's just taking out the hair with knots on them, that maybe the entire hair is now chatzitza?
But why? Why would it be?
Whenever she brushes her hair to get out the knots.
Yeah, it will fall out. Okay.
Okay, so then that means that hair itself is now a hair she plans on removing.
Meaning it's ki'ilu that it's chatzitza by the scalp because
yeah.
The hair itself is omeid right omeid kigos is done maybe that's what it means. I don't know. Okay, so that's the sheet of the Gaon and that's why Pasuk Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes v'yira eli shaseor shel adam kegufa hu chashuv linyan tevila. The hair is just like part of the body. Ve'inu keguf b'fnei atzmo. It's not a separate entity. Kedei shomer rov haseir. That the hair, your entire head could be knotted, and it's still not going to be a chatzitza if you're not makbid, because that's not a rov. It would have to combine with the rest of your body. Meaning, if 49% of her body has a chatzitza on it that she's not makbid about, and her hair is entirely knotted, so that could push it over to the 51% mark. But you're not going to look at her hair independently, says the Rambam. The hair is measured as part of the rest of the body, which l'chora is the pashtos. Right? That the hair should be just like the rest of the body. The Me'iri in Erevin adds a chiddush beyond what the Gaonim say. Not only, says the Me'iri, is the hair measured independently from the rest of the body, but he says, Haisinima achas kshura. Okay, the one hair, two hairs. Then he goes on to say, where is it? The im eino makbed al kishrehen af bikshurim echad echad also lo tvila ad she rov saros kshurin echad echad kach kosva ga'onim. Mipnei Shehem Mefarshim, here's where the Meiri says Chiddush. Why do the Gaonim say Rov Se'er? Because Hey Mefarshim, Rov Sa'aro, V'chein B'shar Mekomos, Rov Ha'ever. Ooh. So now, we said before, you'll never have a Shaila of a Chatzitza of a Rubo She'eino Makvid. Because when is there ever anything that covers Rov of a woman's body that she's going to the mikvah with? But now you might have such a shaila, because the Meiri says rov doesn't mean rov of the body, nor does it necessarily mean just rov of the hair. Rov of any single aver is considered a rov. So you might have something that's eino makbid. Let's say you hold like those poskim that's something that your dafka want there for the time being, but your dafka needed to be there. That's considered eino makbid. Even though you don't want it there forever. And we'll get to that, whether that's true or not. Right? And she has like a splint on her finger. And it needs to hold the thing in place. Right? So it's rove of the aver. The finger has three avarim. Right? Pasuk Yidin Vatsamos, right? Each joint. So it's a rove aver. It's not hard to have. Rove of a pinky aver. Right? So that's the chiddush of the Meiri. We don't pass it this way, obviously, but it's an interesting chiddush. Rashi also says, Rashi's a little bit, Rashi might be a fourth shita in terms of how we measure Seir. Because Rashi in Sukkah and in Erevin says Ruba means Rov Sa'ara. So Tosfos understands that Rashi's saying that the dinim of Rov Umakbid only apply to hair. Fourth shita. That there is no dinim of Rov Umakbid by the rest of the body. Tosfos learns Rashi that it only applies to hair. The rest of the body, chatzitz of any size, regardless of whether your Makbid is a problem, Midaraisa. Whoa. That means any chatzitz on the rest of the body, automatically a problem. When it comes to hair, so then you got to start measuring Rov and Makbid and stuff like that. Tosfos points out that that's got to be wrong. It's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Ayin Ches, the Gemara discusses how it could be that a tevila of a mother can work for the vlad. So the Gemara asks that it should work since the baby isn't makbid, right? Meaning the baby's not makbid and having his mother there, he sort of needs his mother surrounding him and protecting him when he's inside the womb. So the Gemara answers, there's no dinim of makbid when it's kulo. Makbid is only on rubo. But when it's kulo, even if it's eno makbid, it's going to be a chatzitza. That's the Gemara's answer. Okay, but the assumption seems to be that even though it's not seyar, maybe it could be bald, right? It's not seyar. Nevertheless, there would be dinim of chatzitza, of rov and makbid. The Gemara is asking kashas within the dinim of makbid, says Tosfos, even though it has nothing to do with Seir. So obviously the dinim of Rov and Makbid apply even on non-Seir things. So Tosfos says Rashi is incorrect. What he really means is his understanding of Rashi is incorrect, right? Meaning if Rashi means that Rubo and Makbid are only dinim and Seir, so then it's against that Gemara. The Ritva assumes that Rashi is saying like the Gaonim. Not that Rashi's saying only by Seir. He's saying that by Seir, independent of the rest of the body. That just like there are dinim of Rov Makbid on the rest of the body, there are dinim of Rov Makbid when it comes to Seir as well. Good, so far we did two things. First thing we discussed is what qualifies as chatzitza on the Raisa level and the Rabbanu level, right? Midaraisa, Rov and Makbid, Midarabanu, either Rov or Makbid, and then Minag of the Ramah, even something that's not a chatzitza. Second thing we did, Seir, right? Four shittos from Rishonim. How we view chatzitza when it comes to Seir, we paskin like the Gaonim, that we look at hair independent of the rest of the body, and that's what that's what generates some later conversation as far as how do you measure rove of hair, rove of each hair versus the rove of hairs on the head, which it seems pretty clear in Shulchan Aruch that it's rove of hairs on the head, even though the rove of each hair is not a chatzitza, it does not have a chatzitza, rove of hairs on the head that are knotted would be a chatzitza, and the further discussion by the Shulchan has whether you measure by surface area of all the clusters of hair or just only each one independently. Okay, now Beis HaStarim. Yeah, just basics over here. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin. Daf Chafei Emral. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, Amra Ravin Amar Ravada Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Maisa B'Shivcha Shal Beis Rabbi Shetavla Va'olsa V'nimtza Etzem Ben Shineha. A woman, Shivcha Shal Beis Rabbi, went to the mikvah, came out of the mikvah, found a bone stuck between her teeth. V'tzricha Rabbi Tevila Acheres. And Rabbi required that she go back to the mikveh. So, don't you see that you can't have a chatzitza in your mouth? So it must be you need bias mayim in the mouth. So it says, no, you don't need bias mayim in the mouth. Nihid to bias mayim lo bi'inan mokam arroi lovo bo mayim bi'inan kid rabbi zera, dam rabbi zera, kal arroi labila in bila makevesmo, kol shein arroi labila bila makevesmo. You don't need actual water to go into the mouth, you just need the mouth to be Ra'ui l'bias mayim. It needs to be that water, that if she would open her mouth, there would be nothing stopping the water from hitting every area of the inside surface of the mouth. That's a din beis hastarim. Beis hastarim are parts of the body that are not always exposed, that are sometimes exposed to the atmosphere and sometimes not. So there are lots of parts of the body that are a beis hastarim. The deep in the armpits are a beis hastarim. The outer part of the ears are not totally outer part of the ears, somewhere between the outer and the inner ear is a beis hastarim, lower part of the nose is a beis hastarim, the inside of the mouth is a beis hastarim, the eyelids are a beis hastarim, the eyes are a beis hastarim. So Beis HaSarim has different dinim than parts of the body that are normally totally exposed. Parts of the body that are exposed to the atmosphere require a bias mayim and no chatzitza. Whereas Beis HaSarim does not require a bias mayim, but it requires royal bias mayim. It requires that there not be a chatzitza. Is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? So Tosfos in Maseches Kiddushin writes, Umiyukashi, he says, my type of deratui, what's this din of ratui? Ishana kasav belila la'akev libayi belila mamash. Vilo shana filo royla libayi. He's talking about the din of belila. Right? The din of belila is by a kabar mincha. That halacha is that it's mitzvah livlo. You should mix the oil and the flour together. But as long as it's ratui libila, meaning you have enough of a, yeah, the ratio is proper between the oil and the flour, that all the flour could get wet from the oil, as long as it's ratui for belila, so then it's good enough. But if you have such a ratio of oil and flour where there's not even enough oil to moisten all of the flour, then it's not even ratui libila, and bila is going to be ma'akev. So says Tosfos, I understand. If ishana hakasa blila la akev libaya blila mamish, if the Torah says it twice to tell me that it's ma'akev, so then you need it. And vilo shana filo roi lo libay. But if it's never shana lo la akev, then you shouldn't even need roi. So he says v'yeshlomer devade shana kasa balul kam upon it. Says it several times. Avo lo kasa blushin sivui ublila mashma dasla shmi inan delo bi inan ela roi. So it must be that it's telling me that it only needs to be ratui. V'im tomar b'tvila minolam d'v'inon ratui. What about by tvila? Where do you see that you need ratui? V'yesh lomar mishum d'chsiv v'rachatz es kol besara. D'mashma afilu beis hastarim. Uksiv v'yadav v'darshinan ma yadav me'avroi af kol me'avroi. U'ma'atinan beis hastarim. V'kol makom kivan d'iko kol d'marbinan afilu beis hastarim. Tosfos makes a whole fancy drasha. He says you have two competing drashas in Pesukim. You have kol b'saru. Kol b'saru comes to be marbe something beyond the regular basar, and that must be the beis hastarim. And then you have a miyut that ma yadav me'avrayi af kol me'avrayi, that just like yadav is avrayi is on the outside of the body, only those parts that are on the outside surface of the body require tevila. So what do you do with stira between two drashas? So Tosfos says it must be that it's telling me rotwe and not that you actually require bias mayim. No, so according to Tosfos, beis hastarim clearly a din d'oraisa, right? Because it's all based on drashas from Pesukim. The Ritva writes, in the Sechs Kiddushin, Makom Arai Lav Mayim Bi'inan, Omer Rabbeinu Naru, Da'ahad Midrabanan Bi'alma. As clear as it could be. Da'ahad Midrabanan Bi'alma. Ha'olul Inyan Tumma Dino Kigali Min HaTorah, Shavyo Rabbanan, the entire Nami Kigali. Mi'ur Rechitzo, Bi'as Mayim Lo Bayi, Da'aksiv Rechz Kal Besaro Ma Besaro, Mevrayi Av Kal Mevrayi. He explicitly holds that it's a Din Rabbanan, that the Chachamim, because of other complicated dinim of Tumah, thought it would be confusing if we don't require at least a lack of chatzitza in the Beis Hastar. The Ramban in Kiddushin, Nihid b'yas mayim lo bayi, Makom Arai b'yas mayim v'inan, Kid Rabbi Zeira, Ika l'medak. By belila of a carbon mincha, it says belila. Over here, where do you see that you need ra'ui? V'yesh mefarshim ra'ui lavu b'mayim be'inan midrabanan. The ra'ui, the din of ra'ui over here is only midrabanan. Sha'af al pishlo tzrich chacham she'et tzarech lavu b'mayim hetzrich she ra'ui l'kach. There are even midrabanan, you don't need actual water, you just need roi. Why? Kesheim shematzinu b'tara sheichem b'roi lebila yosmin abila atzma. The tikkun rabbanan ken d'oraisa. Called tikkun rabbanan ken d'oraisa tikkunim. Once you have a model of belila where it is a din d'oraisa, we can use that model to apply these dinim of tevila where it's only midrabanan. The efshar taholu matzinu linyan tumashu galoi af linyan tevila galoi hu. And then he says the same that the Ritva said. or the Rishon says same as Rav Matzah, that even though that maybe the reason why the Dafka decided that it needs to be Ra'ui is because when it comes to Dinim of Tuma, the din is that a Beis Hastarim is could be Makabel Tuma. So Mela, we require that it not be that you not have any Chatzitza. So it's Rabbanan, maybe a Svara that it's the same as Tuma. So the Acharim asked the Kasha, how could it ever be a problem on a Daraisa level? No, what's the Kasha? On a Daraisa level, Beis HaStarim is going to be a problem. It's always a meal, right? It's never going to be rolled. So how could a Beis HaStarim ever be a problem on a Daraisa level? So in the Shiyare Tahara, which is the Sidre Tahara on Chatzitza and Tevila, in Ostes, he writes, okay, it's a long piece. I'd like to go through it actually, because it's a very important piece. Maybe we'll just start it. We'll start for a couple of minutes. But take a look. He quotes the Zichron Yosef. That's very important. And disagrees with the Zichron Yosef. Ostas Nishare Tara. He writes, Umide Avri, Ayenu Yuni Reisi Besefer Shut Zichron Yosef. Dvarim asher lo yitachenu be'enai. So he starts off telling his opinion before he quotes it. I don't love this Zichron Yosef. Zeloshon b'chelik yardei simin yud. V'dikdek. De'ech marvinam mikol besaro beis hastarim shiru'in lebi asmayim. V'chikari beis hastarim t'lahavi afilu al yidei tsirufam yachad rak miyut haguf. You take all the beis hastarims together, the bottom of the nose and the ear, all of those things I mentioned before, the eyelids, the eyeballs, everything, put them all together, and it's still going to be a Meir Aguf. Well, wait a second. If you hold like the Meiri, then you're okay, right? The eye is an Aver, and that's going to be Rov of the eye. Okay, but no one holds like Meiri. So it's Meir Aguf, the Kaimelon, Mehilchsa, the Dafka Rubo, Hamakvid, Alav Chotzeit, Velo Miyut Hamakvid. Achein Yerali Lomar, says the Zichron Yosef, to Ro'i L'Bias Mayim L'Chud, V'Chatzitz L'Chud. Ro'i L'Bias Mayim is one thing, Chatzitz is something else. Devadei atam de rubo sheina makvid umiuta makvid sheina chotzitz min haTorah mishum de oso davar chotzitz kivun de ein rubo odei na makvid of mechshav kigufo ubisaro mamish, that those things that you're not makvid on, or those things that are only on a part of the body, so they're considered like, they're butel to the body, they become like your body. V'kivun da on a daraisa level, v'kivun da havi gufo mamish. So water is hitting gufa mamish. All right, you have a band-aid on, but it's only in a meter of the body, even though you're makbid about it. But since it's only a meter of the body, it's part of my body. So the water's hitting the band-aid, the band-aid's in my body, and therefore it's okay. It's kugufa mamish. Mashain came. Bekartzos fosel, kaftsa yadeo ke agavna. If she closes her lips tight or she clenches her fists, the love mishum chatzitza asina la el mishum she'ena mayim ra'ui lava l'tochan. Ah, that's not a chatzitza anymore. It's not something that's covering the body. It's just not allowing water to hit parts of the body. That's a different story. Vamti lahachil also la tevila. That's why tevila is not going to work. Alfa gav de lava el miyuto. We can't say that it's considered gufo b'sara. The inside of her mouth is definitely part of her body. But water can't get there because she's closing her lips. That's why the tevila is not going to work. So he's making this very, very critical chiluk, the Zichron Yosef, between parts of the things that are covering parts of the body and disallowing or blocking access of the water to parts of the body. Coverings become batel to the body on a daraisa level. And then you can talk about rov, miyut, whatever. But if blocking access entirely is never going to be batel to the body, it's just not happening. So says the Zichron Yosef. Vahashda sin lahach yesh lomar telonak at afkusa roi libias mayim bi'inan gabi baya oso makom beis hastarim hu o beluahu v'shastaf men beis. Okay, that's something to take a look at. So take a look at that Zichron Yosef that he quotes and what the Sidrei Torah has to say about it, why he dislikes it so much, and maybe Beis Shem will pick up with that tomorrow. It's going to be very nogei l'maisa. And then the next thing, for those who want a little bit of direction, defining makpid is going to have to be the next piece, which also there's a, you know, the Zichron Yosef is going to be big again over there, and the Sidrei Torah. Igros Moshe Yardei Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadi Zayin Os Aleph, a tshuva that he wrote to his brother of Mordechai back in Laban. So okay, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up with that stuff tomorrow.